Okay.
This is Lawrence. I have a question. A request for information.
We are out of time on this. Let's go for a vote. Okay.
I'm sorry. This is very relative. It's a brief question. I'm just, if I could ask it, I'll be real fast.
Lawrence, it's 10 o'clock and we haven't even gotten to committee reports. But go ahead.
Okay. I'm just wondering why passwords are being requested, for, people's accounts and all of that. I think
that's not a question.
That's a question to Director Foley. I don't understand. Yeah. How relevant is that to getting financial information?
Mr. Chair, I call the motion.
We have to let's go to a vote. Okay, the first item to vote for is whether to refer this out to the Finance Committee or not. Madam Secretary, could you please take the roll on whether we refer this out to the Finance Committee?
Mic is muted.
Marianne?
I didn't realize I was muted. I'm sorry. Okay. So the question is 10A to the Finance Committee. Got it. Okay. Wayne Bruce.
Pass.
Pass. Chris Corey.
Pass.
Okay, Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Pass.
Oh boy. Lyndon Foley.
No.
No. Heather Gray.
No.
No. Jose is not there. Julie Hewitt.
Yes.
Yes. Sabrina Jacobs. Sabrina? Some heavy breathing going on. Would someone please turn off their, thank you. Sabrina? Okay, we'll pass her by. Wally James?
No.
No. Dwayne Lark?
Yes.
Yes. Ali Laxa?
No.
No. James Osborne?
No.
No. Ron Pinchback?
Yes.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
Yes.
Yes. Sandra Rawline?
No.
No. Sean Rhodes?
No.
No. James Sagerton?
No.
No. Alex Steinberg?
You call me last.
I'm sorry. I haven't moved you around yet on my list. Andrea Turner?
Pass.
Pass. Beth Von Gunten?
Pass.
Pass. Tom Voorhees?
Yeah, I apologize. I was multi-processing. Can the question be repeated?
Whether the motion to request or demand financial documents should be referred to the Finance Committee or simply addressed directly. So the motion is to amendment to move it to the Finance Committee.
Whose Finance Committee?
Tomas.
Are we talking about the T Finance Committee?
The NFC.
I vote no.
Okay, Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Okay. To those who have passed, Wayne Bruce.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Chris Corey.
Dane.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, Andrea Turner. Let's see. Oh, let me go back to Sabrina. We didn't hear from Sabrina the first time around. Is Sabrina on the line? No response. Okay.
Sure. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Now I can.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Excuse me. I abstain. Abstain. Thanks.
Abstain. Okay. Let's go to, let's see, Andrea Turner.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was muted. I abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Mm-hmm. Beth Van Gunten. Beth?
Sorry, I was muted. No.
No. Okay. Alex, you want me to do the count before coming to you?
Yes, I'd appreciate that.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 no's and 3 abstentions.
I'm going to vote no.
Okay. That makes 11 no's, 7 yeses, and 3 abstentions. I would say the no's have it.
Okay. Means the motion. So that's okay. That was the referral to the Finance Committee. Now we have to vote on the motion itself. Mr. Foley, can you reread the motion before we vote on it?
Yes, Chair, I can. The motion states, whereas 3 directors of Pacifica National Board have called for inspection of certain records and physical plan of KPFT, and whereas the bylaws of Pacifica Foundation grant this absolute right to the directors under Article 12, Section 3, and whereas the above referenced Article 12, Section 3 of the Pacifica Foundation bylaws is a verbatim recitation of the State of California Corporation Code, we ask the directors of Pacifica National Board to direct the interim executive director of the Pacifica Foundation to compel the management and employees of KPFT to produce the records requested and facilitate the physical plant inspection as requested.
Okay, let's go to a vote.
Mr. Chair, can I raise a point?
Yeah. You have a point of order?
I do. I believe that the executive director stated that that the CFO should also be involved in this procedure. Would Mr. Foley accept that as a friendly amendment to this motion?
I think it's. I don't know if we can do it as a friendly amendment, but Mr. Foley can explain whether he understands that implicitly or not.
I understand that implicitly. I would think that the IED is the boss of the ICFO, and therefore it can happen that way.
This is Lydia.
Lydia?
Yes. So, yes, I will turn this over to the ICFO, but I am not her boss. We are both hired by the PMB. Thank you. Not that I'm hired, but the point is. Thank you.
I think we got the drift of it.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Okay, so let's go to a vote.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
What is your point of order?
Is there to be no debate on the motion itself?
We've been debating the motion.
We're debating on whether to move the motion to committee.
The amendment. We're debating the amendment.
We debated the amendment. That debate is over, and we're trying to we're trying to bring
So my question is debate about the motion in itself going to be allowed?
Well, we had a motion to call the question. There were
on the amendment.
I don't know, Mr.
Solely on the amendment, whether to move it or not.
Okay, you may be right about that. Okay, I understood it to be okay. Let's then. Okay, we will take debate on the motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I make a motion to call the question for vote now.
Okay.
Mr. Chair,
Okay,
Andrea, you're unmuted.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, do we have a second for the motion to call the question?
Second.
I second it.
Okay.
Chair, request for information, Lawrence?
Hold on. It takes a two-thirds vote to call the question. So let me ask, are there any objections to calling the question? I believe there are, but I just want to ask.
Yes.
Okay. Then let's go to a vote. It takes a two-thirds vote to force the end of the debate.
Okay. So this vote is whether to end the debate.
Correct.
Okay.
There was no debate.
True.
Shall I
and all the facts are not out.
Go ahead.
Okay. Wayne Bruce.
No.
No. Chris Corey.
Pass.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
No.
Lyndon Foley. Lyndon Foley.
Yes.
Heather Gray.
Yes.
Jay is not here. Julie Hewitt.
No.
I'm sorry, say that again.
No.
That was a no. Okay. Sabrina Jacobs, you want to unmute, please?
Yeah, it's my understanding that whoever's running the board can also unmute me, so I apologize for that. I vote yes.
Yes. Wally James.
Yes.
Dwayne Lark.
No.
Ali Lexa.
Yes.
James Osborne.
Yes.
Ron Pinchback.
No.
No. Ralph Pointer.
No.
No. Sandra Rawline.
Yes.
James Sagerton.
Yes.
Let's see. Sean Rhodes.
Yes.
Andrea Turner.
Yes.
Okay.
Miss Lawrence Reyes.
I'm sorry, say again?
I didn't hear Lawrence Reyes's vote.
That's because he's at the bottom of my list here. We'll get to him in a sec. Elizabeth Von Gunten. Beth?
No.
That's a no. Tom Voorhees.
Yeah, state the question again, please.
Whether or not to cut off debate, yes or no?
That's a yes from Tom.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes. Lawrence?
No, no.
That's a no. Okay, let's go back to the passes. Chris Corey.
Abstain.
Abstain. Come on. Abstain. Okay. That was a no. Heather Gray. Heather,
I'm sorry, I had said yes earlier. I said yes.
You did. I'm sorry.
I did, yes.
Okay, no, yes, no. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 no's. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 yeses. We have 1 abstention. Alex, what is your vote?
Yeah, I'm abstaining. The motion fails. It did not get a 2/3 vote. So we continue debate. Okay.
Mr. Chair, this is the parliamentarian.
Yes, Mr. Tatum.
I need another identification. Someone whose phone number ends with 9765.
Ralph here.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, so who wants to be on the stack?
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Let me just explain. We're going to have to adjourn no later than 10:30. That's in a little over 10 minutes because we have some important business in the closed session. So wherever we are at that point, we're going to have to adjourn. Just letting you know.
Chair, thank you, Chair. So Mr. Tatum asks for an identification for number 832-9765. I don't believe that's Ralph's number.
That's Wally's number. You didn't say 832, but yeah, that's me.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you for clarifying that. Okay, so who wants to speak on this motion?
Ron to the stack.
Go ahead, Ron.
Okay, regarding this motion, I understand and agree with the rights expressed. If the participants, the three involved here, they announced earlier that they'd be willing to have some more dialogue and time about this. If they mean what they say, then I can support the motion. I just want to understood that their word is everything. That this won't become a witch hunt. That this won't become, you know, something other than what we hope it to be. So that's what I wanted to say about this, and maybe we can save ourselves a lot of time. I can support the motion if it's understood that they're to work with folks as opposed to trying to, you know, dog people down. That's the way it works.
Yeah, Mr. Foley, would you like to answer Ron?
Yes, I will. Ron, when I put this together, I was as inclusive as I could be. Cause I wanted to cover, you know, all the bases, and it is a pretty wide net. And, you know, there's some things that, you know, if I have some good, relationship or if we have good relationship on the other side, then I won't need to ask for as much. And I can, you know, if I believe that any follow up will be, you know, handled fairly quickly and not have to bring it to the P&B or something like that, then, you know, I'm going to be very amenable. So that you have my word.
Lawrence to the statue.
And I believe, and I believe Wally and Sanders too.
And this is Lydia to the stack.
Okay, I'll take Lawrence and then Lydia.
Times do I need to ask for the stack, Mr. Chair? I originally asked for the stack.
Okay, Dwayne, I'm sorry, you are correct. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Well, first off, I want to really caution the members who want to take this for face value, with good faith. Because good faith would have been that these individuals who've been on the board for 2 or 3 years and have had 2 managers prior to the IGM that they were castigating for the last year, which is gone, they could have gotten this, never asked for this information before. And we've been in the same morass, financial morass. So I want to caution you about good faith. I also want to caution you about good faith with respect to read what I sent you in terms of what this total request has been. And to, you are putting personnel, this particularly the business manager at this point, in harm's way if you pass this thing as it is written, because it tells her she must be down at the station to expose herself to COVID to these other 2 or 3 people, including the unhealthy situation that we've been discussing, that station have mold and other things, and everybody else on this call almost is working remote at home and not even been exposed to other people. But somehow, in good faith, you're going to allow, read it before you vote. I sent it to you, the PNB. And if it could be revised, which it would be if you had to send it to the Finance Committee, and the gentleman has already admitted he's gotten some of the information, and I don't think there is any trepidation or any resistance of getting these 3 members the financial information they're asking with, notwithstanding.
Alex, the 90 seconds is up.
Not giving them access to the codes of the other stuff that they're asking for, because that's far beyond. But I would advise you, don't operate on good faith. Read what they're asking for, and don't expose this woman to unnecessary COVID when our mayor and our county attorneys and our county judges telling us don't be around people and don't go in bad buildings that are full of mold.
Okay, I think Mr. Reyes, you're next.
Thank you, Mr. Steinberg. So I have difficulty supporting this motion. As a director, I have cited my rights to have director's inspections. This is too wide of a net. You know, one of the things that is being requested are passwords to employees' accounts and stuff like that, which I think is overreaching, if you will. So that's why I can, in good, I support the idea of a director's rights to obtain financial information. But passwords, social media accounts, all of that, I think that's overreaching. So for that reason, I will not be supporting this motion.
Okay. And Lydia? Lydia, you have the floor.
Yes. So the difference between directors and employees who have the passcodes and who to social media and to computers and so forth, those are all security reasons. When you are an employee, before you are employed, we conduct background checks, which include criminal records. It includes your financial records. And so we want to make sure that in no way that this foundation is compromised. So those kinds of things belong to, we have foundation officers such as John Almella, we have Otis, we have Jonathan Alexander that look after some of these issues. We know that we have someone in charge of some of those things that were not communicated before or may not have been as accessible. We have a new general manager who has already been instructed to make sure that he has all the codes to social media. That's who has them. We just, before he was hired, of course, a thorough background check. We do not have thorough background checks on our directors or on our LSB members or anything of the sort. So I think there are some security issues with that aspect of it. Also, when I provided the bank statements that I secured from the business manager a couple of months ago, I made sure that the account number for the bank account was blotted out. And I think that those precautions take an extra level of care. And then you have some employee privacy. I know that, I mean, I could spend time digging out. We used to have some criteria for how we provided the payroll information. You have to make sure there aren't any social security numbers on there. You have to make sure, we used to do it by job description, which they can figure out who it is, but still we don't always provide the names and so forth for directors' inspections, but provide everything that a director should reasonably have access to in order to make their position and what they're responsible for to be carried out. But some of these other issues, as Dwayne pointed out, are outside, way outside of the norm. I've never seen director's inspection request go that far. So I think some of it is problematic, but of course the people in charge of those security issues will be informed of the situation. But that is the distinction between an employee and a director.
Lyndon, okay. Please back.
I would like to use my position as chair to see if some kind of compromise can be worked out here. I do think that directors have an absolute right to this information, but I also think that there is a privacy concern, and I think things like passwords should not be given out to anybody. I agree with that. Lyndon, do you think it would be possible if you got together with the executive director and the ICFO and went down the list, and if you were guaranteed that the information you're getting is accurate, that you shouldn't have to require passwords. You can have a third party guarantee the accuracy of the information, for instance. There's ways to do this. Would you be able to do
that? Yes. If I may say, I don't want the passwords for myself. I don't do social media. I was just trying to secure them for the incoming GM. And also, I am not requesting the business manager come down and expose herself to mold or to COVID. That was something we tried to do in December with the IGM, and I went down there supposedly to meet him, and then he backed out on it like 10 minutes or so. But I mean, some things have changed since then, and I can negotiate, you know, much less. I don't need passwords. I don't need that. That was for the incoming GM, and now we have the incoming GM, and he can get those himself.
Mr. Chair, if I may, so maybe perhaps what we need is a new director's inspection request to myself.
No,
absolutely.
Point of order, Chair.
Hold on. Why don't we do this? If you can discuss the details of the request with the executive director and with the ICFO, you can move to postpone consideration of this motion for 2 weeks, and we'll come, and then you can come back with an amended version of the request. Would that be acceptable?
That's just more delay. I don't think there's any need for more delay. I mean, I can work to pare this down to
point of order,
you know, to less, and there's no need for this, you know, passwords to be a bugaboo that would derail this. We've waited 7 weeks already. We're on the verge of a vote. It is the absolute right, and if the directors want to abrogate that right,
I have a point of order. Thank you, Chair. I just want to remind the Chair that a point of order does take precedent as long as I'm recognized. And to take this motion at face value, and negotiate in the middle of a motion that's already on the table, I don't believe it's in order, and I believe that that motion needs to be postponed or redone, and I'd like to appeal to the parliamentarian for a ruling. If there's something that is written and is on the table, is that, and all of a sudden it gets changed in midstream, is that in order, Mr. Tatum? Chair, I appeal to the parliamentarian.
Nothing has been changed, so there's nothing out of order.
He's saying that he wants to negotiate and all of this, and I mean, we have a motion on the floor, and the motion is pretty overreaching, and I'm concerned about that.
He's arguing, Mr. Chairman, he's arguing now. He's not making a point of order.
We have a motion on the floor. It has not been amended, and we have to go to a vote on it, and that's as simple as that.
Mr. Chair, I have to object. I'm sorry, guys. Forgive me. May I have the floor? Please, personal privilege.
Okay. What is your objection, Ron?
My objection is that some serious flaws have been exposed in this measure. Okay? And it's very, your request was very reasonable. All right? To table this motion, you know, for 2 weeks to pare it down, to work it to where it's workable, so everybody can be on the same. Otherwise, it's going to be 2 weeks of, you know, fighting and challenging. So your request was very reasonable. And, you know.
Born to the stack.
And 2 weeks are not going to make a difference, you know, like that. Okay.
Mr. Chair, I have request for information. Dwayne Larkin.
Let's do this right. Oh,
Mr. Chair, the parliamentarian would like to speak.
Mr. Tatum, go ahead.
Yeah.
Thank you for your indulgence.
I just wanted to remind the board members that if you have a point of order, the chair has to answer it. The chair gives the rulings. Now, if the chair wants me to speak about something, I will do that, and I will give you my... I will give him my opinion on it. But the final ruling, everything the chair has to do, the parliamentarian never makes a ruling.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, request for information. I have a question.
What is your question, Mr. Lark?
Mr. Chair, are you aware, and are the other members aware, that within this request that will almost going to vote to be approved, that you are in fact exposing the employee to COVID? If this request is fully approved, that it can be enforced?
Okay, that's an argument, not a question.
Well, it's a question. Did you know that is what I was asking you?
I think I heard Mr. Foley say that he's not asking for anybody to expose themselves to COVID.
Read the thing. I've sent it to you.
Okay. Well, unless there's a motion to postpone, we have to go to a vote on this motion.
I'm making a motion to postpone.
Postpone for how long?
A week. You know, nothing. You know, like I said, we're not trying to derail anything. We're just trying to get information. A week. Okay? That gives them a chance to come back with something better, and that gives us a chance to look at the details. That's all I'm asking.
Okay. Mr. Foley, is that acceptable?
This has been out there for 7 weeks.
But this is the first time we've debated it on the board. That's true.
Jim Osborne to the stack.
Hold on. We need a second for that motion to postpone.
Dwayne Larkin. I second, Lawrence.
Okay. Mr. Osborne?
As long as that motion, let's tee up that motion and move on.
Okay. Okay, so we have a motion to postpone till the next meeting. Is that correct, Ron? which will be next week, actually.
Yes, okay. the next scheduled meeting,
which I believe is next week. Okay, are there any objections to the motion to postpone till the next meeting?
I object.
Okay, let's go to a vote.
Okay, excuse me a sec, I have to. Can somebody help me get out of this full screen?
Minimize.
In the far upper right hand corner. Yeah, skip.
Right hand.
Escape key. Hit the escape key.
Hit your escape key. Try that.
Oh, thank you. Sorry about that. I am a techno peasant, really. Okay, so the motion to postpone until the next meeting. Wayne Bruce.
Yes.
Yes. Chris Corey.
Pass.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Yes.
Yes. Lyndon Foley.
No.
No. Heather Gray.
Yes.
Yes. Julie Gutierrez. Julie Hewitt, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Reading too many lines at once. Sabrina Jacobs.
Abstain.
Wally James.
No.
No. Dwayne Lark. Dwayne? No. Dwayne, you want to unmute yourself? Okay. We've got a big zero there for now. Alexa.
Abstain.
James Osborne.
Nope.
No. Ron Pinchback.
Yes.
Yes. Ralph Pointer.
No.
No. Sandra Rawline.
No.
No. Sean Rhodes.
Abstain.
Dave Sagerton.
No.
No. Andrea Turner.
Abstain.
Beth von Gunten.
Pass.
Tom Voorhees.
Say yes.
Yes, okay. Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Pass.
No, yes.
I'm sorry, you said yes. I misheard. Okay, let me go back to those who have passed. Chris Corey. That's not a vote.
I know. I'll abstain.
Okay, who's the next pass? Beth.
Did we get Dwayne?
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. There's a big zero there. Dwayne?
Dwayne, well, yes.
Yes. Okay.
Beth.
Back to Beth.
Yes.
That's a yes. Okay, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes votes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 no votes. We have 1, 2, 3 abstentions. Alex, what is your wish?
Can you repeat that again?
And I didn't, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 no's. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 abstentions.
Yeah, I'm going to abstain.
Okay, we have 5 abstentions. It looks like the yeses carry the day and the matter is moved to next week.
Okay, we need a motion to immediately to adjourn because we have to go into closed session.
Chair, I have important information. Chair?
Yes, what?
Agenda item 5B was skipped over, defining the procedures of the officer election. Terry Goodman and John Gary need this motion passed so they can...
You are absolutely right. That was my mistake. Wow.
We have to go back and visit that before we can move forward.
And Chair, this is the Secretary.
Yes.
I need a response to my test for those that didn't answer because I need to know where to send the official ballot. So I need to ask the people who didn't respond.
Can't hear you, Nancy.
She needs a response to her text.
I need the response to my test. I sent everybody an email, and I only got a response from 5 people. So I don't know if the rest of you have, if your email is correct and that you'll get the, and that the ballot will be sent to your official email address.
You only got it from 5? Oh, you should have gotten mine.
Chair, does everyone have motion 5B and the procedures that you sent out on the election? So we can question this.
Chair, I could bring people up to date on that, or you could read my email.
It's not in the, it wasn't put into the agenda.
Oh, it's in there. There's 2 motions for the election. One from Duane and one from yours. And I believe that, and Terry Goodman responded to both of yours, with what is still needed. And I believe you sent a revision to everyone. And that was, earlier before the meeting. Terry responded to it and said that it was okay. But it still needs the board to vote on it.
Okay.
Mr. Chair? Question?
Yeah.
The procedure outlined by Terry, that's a standard operating procedure, if I'm not mistaken, for the previous elections. And if that's the case, then we can vote on this, you know, without having to debate it. That's my question. Is the standard operating procedure that Terry is outlining?
Well, it's the way we've done it in previous elections for PNV officers. It's pretty much exactly the same. The only thing that's changed is that we used to do the tellers thing used to be done in person, but because of COVID, we can now do it through, we now do it through a Zoom conference. And that's about it. Everything else, you just change the dates when things are due, and that's it.
So can we put forth a motion to accept the procedure as outlined by Terry Goodman?
Well, we have to vote on a particular motion. Let me see what he sent.
Chair, yeah.
Do we need someone to read it?
Yeah, we definitely do.
The last thing that Terry said was in response to your revision, Alec, was we can work with that as revised.
Okay, so let me read my motion and with the revision. And
uh, I also just pasted it in the chat, Alex's revision.
Okay.
Wait.
Okay.
So it says no later than noon, February 3rd.
That's the second half. It got split in half when I was pasting it.
I see.
So shall I read it, or do you want to read it, or? Let's see if we can do this quickly, because we do have a closed session to get to. Okay, why don't I read it? Voting for the following election shall be by instant runoff voting, IRV, to elect one director for each position in accordance with prior and current board policies and practices, PNB chair, PNB vice chair, PNB secretary. The current secretary or secretary pro tem shall email ballots and voting instructions to the PNB directors before midnight Eastern Time on January 29, 2021, that's tomorrow. The ballots shall be returned to Terry Goodman, who shall be the election teller, and to John Gary, who shall be the secondary ballot recipient, with the ballot return deadline being midnight Eastern Time on February 2, 2021. The teller and secondary ballot recipient shall tabulate the ballots via a Zoom conference that is accessible to the public for viewing. No, and I had originally no later than noon, February 3rd, Eastern Time. And following Terry Goodman's suggestion, I changed that to no earlier than noon, February 3rd, Eastern Time. That's to give some flexibility to the timeline in case it was needed. The link to the Zoom conference of the voting tabulation shall be noticed on the kpftx.org website no later than January 30th, 2021. Election results shall be reported by the teller to the PNB via email before midnight Eastern Time on the date of the public tallies. If any of the IRV elections results in a tie vote, then the winner shall be decided by a coin toss performed by the election teller and witnessed by at least one other person who is physically or virtually present. Okay, so that's the motion. Can we get a second on that?
Second.
Is there any objections? Okay.
Chair, I wish to amend. This is Lawrence.
Hold on. Are you objecting, Lawrence?
No, I'm not objecting. I want to amend. I want to make an amendment suggestion.
Go ahead.
So instead of the coin toss, which seems a little bit too unpredictable, I would say that that we go with the odd even number on the stock exchange as the random method.
That was something Terry Goodman proposed at an earlier time. I don't really care if you want it. If you want to make that change, that's fine.
Yeah, that's my suggestion, Chair. I mean, that's my amendment.
Could you send that in writing, please?
And on its way, Nancy. Thank you.
Great, thank you.
I think a coin toss has a certain trauma that's going to lack, but okay.
Yeah.
Point of information?
I object to the amendment.
Dwayne Lark seconds the amendment.
Okay. Are there any objections to the amendment?
I object to the amendment.
Okay. Do you want to explain why you're objecting?
There's coin toss is quick and easy, simple. Everyone understands it. We can all watch it virtually over the Zoom meeting if it needs to be done.
Dwayne Lark to the stack.
Can we not spend a lot of time on this?
Yeah, 30 seconds, if I may.
Go ahead, Mr.
The fact of the matter is that you take human error or human action just totally out of it because you can throw a coin up in the air and it doesn't flip. So no one controls the last digits of the stock exchange, and the stock exchange will terminate at 4 p.m. on any given day.
So that, to me, that's simply taking the human aspect out of it and making sure that it's just totally random, because nobody can control or influence or not flip the stock exchange ending bail.
Okay.
Okay, I withdraw my objection if no one else wants to object.
Okay.
Can we clarify, Mr. Chairman, what number on the stock exchange? There's a lot of numbers.
It's some kind of index. Does somebody have the wording of Terry Goodman's explanation for
this? All right. In other words, is it clear in written down somewhere, Mr. Chairman?
It is. I just don't have it handy at the moment.
Okay. Then I'm not concerned, as long as everybody else knows.
Okay.
I need the wording for the motion, because I have to send it to Terry.
Okay. I sent it to you originally, Nancy, a while ago. But
no, this amendment. If this amendment,
Mr. Chair, if Lawrence say the last two digits of the 100th column, that would be sufficient, because that's what Terry does.
We still need a wording for the exact wording for it
written out.
Terry would do that, I believe. He says that he would randomly assign the odd number to one and the even number to the other. He can't know what it's going to be on that day.
We need to see specifically how that'll work out before we can vote to accept it.
Lyndon for the SAC.
Thanks. Lyndon, go ahead.
If I may, from what I remember, from just remembrance, he said it was on a Yahoo board. And it was the fifth column, which is the column for the final day's closing number. And I don't think it was till 5 o'clock Eastern time, maybe. And which, the market closed at 3:15, maybe all trading stopped. Anyway, that's what he had. He was that specific. And it was to the 100th.
Parliamentarian would like to speak.
Yeah, go ahead.
The amendment hasn't been adopted yet.
Chair, the amendment's on its way.
Okay.
It has not been adopted.
Right. Mr. Chair, this is Lydia.
No, we're trying to get
Mr. Tatum, it sounds like you're advocating some sort of ruling, so.
No, I'm not. What I'm doing is telling you that if the amendment is not adopted, all of what you're doing right now goes out the window. Getting the wording and et cetera, et cetera.
Mr. Reyes, can we just consider going with it was the way it drafted and not get into this can of worms so we can move on?
I'm fine with that, Mr. Osborne.
Thank you, sir.
This is Lydia. Mr. Chair.
Lydia.
I'm looking for it now, but aren't the bylaws very specific that it has to be a coin toss or drawing of straws?
Well, this.
You don't care. Okay.
It's basically the equivalent of a coin toss. It's an arbitrary number that can go 50-50 either way. That's the idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Board members and secretary, the amendment has been mailed.
You mailed it?
I see it. I can read it. Oh, it's in the title.
I see an email from Lawrence with no content.
It's in the subject line, Ali. Sorry about that. I'm doing it from my phone, so my fingers are fat. Sorry.
Would you
run procedures for deciding a tie vote that odd or even numbered?
Doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Can't adopt that.
Okay, let's stay with the original one then, and let's just do a coin toss. This is taking up too much time, I'm afraid. And it all comes to the same thing. you know, I don't think Terry Goodman is going to use a fixed coin or something.
Point of information.
What is your question?
I'm concerned about the possibility that not all emails may get through, that some people may not receive the ballots, as happened in a recent election, and I want to be sure, is there a provision for how to vote if your ballot doesn't come through, or if you're not able to mark the ballot? Is there a backup provision?
There are always provisions for getting ballots in some alternative manner. If your email is not working or something, you will have to notify the election teller about that.
Okay.
And then arrangements can be made for an alternative email if that's required.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. That's sufficient.
Yeah. We've done that in the past before. Can we please go to a vote on this? Are there any objections to the motion as it was originally written with the coin toss, please? Okay. The motion is approved. We need a motion to adjourn.
This is secretary. Sorry.
Yeah.
I still need to hear from a few people. Can I call their names and ask them if they got their information from the PNB list?
Yeah, go ahead.
Wayne Bruce, did you get your, are you getting information from PNB?
Yes, I am.
All right. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, are you getting your information from PNB at Pacifica.org?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Julie Hewitt, are you getting information from Pacifica?
Yes.
I mean, sorry, PNB at Pacifica.org?
Yes.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs, are you getting your email, the email from PNB at Pacifica.org?
Yes. Yes, I am. And I emailed you back. Yeah. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I missed yours.
No worries.
Wally James, are you getting email from that's addressed to PNB at Pacifica.org?
Yes, I thought I had responded. I will respond again.
That's okay. This is good. Dwayne, are you getting email from that's addressed to PNB at Pacifica.org? Okay, let me go on. Ralph Pointer, are you getting email addressed to PNB at Pacifica.org?
Yes.
Okay. Sandra Rawline, are you getting email addressed to PNB at Pacifica.org?
Yes, I am getting the emails and I did respond to your inquiry.
Oh. Okay, I'm sorry. I was looking at the other list. Let's see. And James Sagerton, are you getting the email address to PNB at Pacifica.org?
Yes.
Okay. And Elizabeth Von Gunten, are you getting the email address to PNB at Pacifica.org now?
I have at times. I'm coming to you from an atmospheric river. So email is intermittent tonight. So if you've sent something tonight, I haven't seen it.
Okay.
But I have gotten things from that address.
Okay. And Tom Voorhees, are you getting?
It's a yes from Tom.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Thank you, Alex. I'm done.
Mr. Chair, this is Lydia.
Except for
May I make a quick announcement?
Yes.
A happy one? Okay. So because we didn't get to the executive director report, that we had our PPP 2 approved. And, so that's 1.2 million, in relief. And so we're very happy about that. There was a brief delay because of the debacle that I won't go into from last year. And so we had to spend time clearing that up, and enormous thanks to Tamara and Anita and all of the work and our bankers that were so helpful. So that's it. So that's the good news.
Thank you.
Okay. That's great.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Need a motion to adjourn.
When you leave the meeting, just when we come back, use the same link. It should work.
Lydia?
Yeah?
Is that a grant or a loan?
It's a forgivable.
It's the same forgivable.
Great.
The same as last time, yeah.
Thank you.
And we qualified both with the bank and with this.
It's a forgivable loan.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Okay, can we take a 5-minute break and resume in the closed session now?